sort of winning ways here in North Mahaska. In the 3 years I've been here, it's been a little bit of a struggle, but looking to go 2-0 tonight.
Yeah, it was good to see some familiar faces down there on the track tonight before this game begins. As it commented, Warhawks are almost perfect in every aspect of the game back in 2005.
Yep. Just a juggernaut of a team. You know, you don't go 13-0. We look at some of the teams last year around the area, Pella, team that went 13-0 and won the state championship in Division 3A. And certainly as you climb the ladder in these higher classes, it just gets that much tougher year in and year out to put those teams together. So, but Coach Aaron, they're just looking for win number 2 tonight. Bellplain comes in here 2-0 as they down north win week number 1, a close game as me and Ed were looking a little earlier, 28-24. And then last week, they down Lone Tree, who that shortened game in week number 1 for us, that Lone Tree, they handled them pretty handily. I believe 34-14 was the final score of that game.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
So we're going to take a break here real quick. We're going to go through the national anthem, but we'll come back here in just a minute. We'll go through some of our starting lineups and get you what for what we're going to bring you here tonight. So you're listening to Friday Night Lights, KIC, seed number 5.
We ask that you stand and look to the flag.
If you want straight talk, straight answers, straight deals, shop KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. They're the original straight talk, straight answer, and straight deal guys. Crop Production Services at Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection. As well as agronomic services, Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Micogen, and Stine. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon. For all your pre-fall applications, and check out their prepay option.
Here's Brad Cleaner coming on for the Warhawks. Just an absolutely beautiful night for football at about 63, 65 degrees, a little bit of a breeze out of the north. So do want to take a minute. Earlier today, a memorial service in Oskaloosa in memory of Tyler Sash. For those of you out there listening at home, if you don't know, Tyler passed away earlier this week. Doesn't have anything to do with North Mahaska Athletics or the Warhawks, but I'm just going to tell you, a kid that meant a lot to Mahaska County, meant a lot to me and my family, as Tyler and his family, we go to church together. Just an absolutely, I don't know if I should say tragic, because I don't know the circumstances around it, but it's certainly heartbreaking to see a young individual like that who's been on top of the world. He was an Indian. I know he loved in Oskaloosa. He was a Hawkeye, which for a lot of people, you know, here tonight on the eve of the big game, Hawkeye Cyclone tomorrow, and also a Giant and Super Bowl champion. You know, it's not every day you get to walk down the street in Oskaloosa and meet a Super Bowl champion.
Definitely not. Connor, he was a great kid. I had the same church as Tyler, and this is a little kid on the group. He just had natural talent to dribble the basketball. Just an amazing. He was just so gifted.
A guy that was good in football, and probably basketball was his love. I mean, he probably loved shooting hoops more so than playing football. I got the honor of meeting Tyler 3 years ago when we moved to town. And, again, I don't want to say it's tragic, but it is heartbreaking losing somebody 27 years of age. Great memorial service, a packed stadium at Lacey Complex this afternoon as they honored Tyler's life. And really, our condolences and thoughts and prayers go out to his mom and dad, Mike and Barney, and his brother and sister, and just that family. So, again, nothing to do with Warhawk Athletics tonight, but I just have to say my interactions with him, and he surely was just a guy with a heart of gold, maybe not always the most sociable, or he didn't always vocalize it very well, but always a guy when you talk to him, he just, you could tell his love for football and his love for his hometown. So, Matt and Frost at Davis and Bortel out to the center of the field. We're getting ready for the coin toss. 1.5 minutes to go. Warhawks looking to take one here tonight. It's Bellplain, and we talked about this earlier, Ed, before the game. You know, I can remember going to Bellplain last year, as Bellplain's going to take this opening kickoff. Just seemed like the kids from Bellplain were all about 6'4" and 240. They just seem big, and then looking in our pregame tonight, looks like size-wise they match up pretty well with the Warhawks.
Yeah, I think Clayton are probably maybe a little taller. I believe number 77 over there.
Yeah.
He's tall, but we do match up, bulk-wise, not too bad.
Matthew Brazier is that number 77, the senior on that team, but certainly when you saw him out warming up before the football game, certainly a team that if North Alaska goes out and works the game plan, no mistakes early, get ready for it. So we're going to get set, Braden Terrell, say that right?
Terrell.
Braden Terrell. I knew I'd get it wrong.
Sophomore Braden Terrell.
Sophomore Braden Terrell, and talk about a big boy. Braden is one of them. We said that last year as a freshman. He came in and made some big stops on defense. But Braden is going to be set to kick off with number 12, Jacob Nealon. And on this Belle Plaine Plainsman team, Jacob Nealon, one of the ends, but the game we're probably going to call quite a bit. Nealon, Cody Northrup, quarterback, senior for this Belle Plaine team. But Nealon's going to be back inside his 20, sitting about his 15-yard line, can set to kick. Terrell up. Low line drive kick. That's going to be fielded by Nealon up about the 25. Going to be past the 30 near side. He's going to cut middle of the field. There's going to be hit. Duck a tackle. They can see outside up past the 40, 45. Still on his feet. Sidesteps another tackler and able to grab onto his feet and drag him down. But a great return by Nealon.
He was tackled there by freshman Jared Stagio on the tackle.
Stagio, number 9. And a number 9 Stagio is something we've seen quite a while here in North Mahaska. Jared picking up where big brother Carson left off last year, a senior graduated this team. So now Northrup under center, a three-back set from the Plainsman. He had a handoff to the middle back, and he's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and driven back. Looked like Colton Davis was in there first. Loss of two, close to three on the play. I'll bring it second long. The Plainsman tried to use a lot of misdirection, and I'll probably call it wrong a time or two tonight because as they line up, basically three backs in very, very close proximity behind Northrup.
It is very hard to follow where that ball is going to go.
It is Northrup again under center, three backs behind him. They're going to hand off this time to the back to the left. He's going to cut across the right side. He's going to have some green, run 35-30, being knocked out of bounds, down to the 25. Slaymaker on the play.
That's a fun one. Almost, I just called a touchdown saving tackle.
Yeah, I don't know that there was anybody behind Boston. Slaymaker made it to that far side. He had quite a hole because he was coming from this near side, hit the hole, and had nothing but green in front of him. Zach Slaymaker, a senior, and they don't give height and weight on some of these, but I tell you, the backs for the Plainsman. Again, Northrup runner center, handoff this time, he's going to be to the left side. He's going to be around. He's going to duck a tackle, make it inside the 20 down to 15 and be down about the 14.
I believe Cole Spolster and Jacob Mortel both there on the tackle.
Spolster and Mortel dragging Bowen down, but another big pickup, give another first and 10 for the Plainsman. And again, the misdirection here is they run, a lot of times they'll run a fake, and two guys run to one side and hand off to the other as they crisscross in the backfield. Plainsman again, Northrup under center. Now this time, a little bit of a power eye look. Man's going to go in motion. That's Bowen. Yeah, it's going to be the right side. That's going to be Slaymaker. He's going to hit the hole.
Slaymaker off tackle.
Good shoestring tackle off the right side.
Trent Meyer in on the tackle.
Trent Meyer in on the stop for the Warhawks. Plainsman going to pick up about four. That'll bring it second and six with 10:33 to go in the first quarter. Plainsman with a good return starting inside the Warhawk territory. And a couple big runs has got them down inside the State Farm red zone. So second and seven, ball spotted on the 11. Man comes in motion this near side. Handoff's going to be number 15. He's going to be off right tackle. He's going to be hit and driven back. Great stop by the Warhawk defense.
Colton Davis.
Davis. Schwinn on the carry and Davis on the stop. Davis met him in the hole. Picked up, fell forward for a couple. That's going to bring up a third and four. Ball spotted on the 8. So inside the 10-yard line for the Plainsman. This time the Plainsman's going to line up a wide receiver near side, still three backs. And on this side, that's going to be Slaymaker. He's going to hit the hole off the right side. He's going to make it in from 8 yards out.
Touchdown,
Belle Plaine Plainsman. They'll go up 6-0 with 9:39 to play in the first quarter. That happened pretty quick, Ed.
Very, very. That hole that just opened up, I think I could run through that hole.
That's very true, and I probably could have jumped on your back and rode you through that hole, too. So Plainsman come out in a little bit of a unique set here on their attempt. The entire line is over to the left. They're going to snap it to the quarterback, run a little bit of an option. And he'll pitch it on the right side. He's going to be met. Head driven out of bounds. Great defensive stop as the conversion fails for the Plainsmen. But, you know, kind of a, we saw this last year, and I remember this now because every time they line up, all their lines are under one side, which leaves a single back in behind it. But we'll take a break here with 9:39 to play. Plainsmen leading at 6-0. We'll come back, and the Warhawks are going to get their first offensive try here tonight. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawks football on KIC, feed number 5. Bill's Auto Stop at 202 East Market, New Sharon, is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk football. Wendell and Ed, we are back with 9:39 to play. The Plainsmen's getting set to kick off, and just a little over 2 minutes, some big run plays with Bell Plain offense that puts them up 6-0. Good defensive stop on the try, Ed, but it's going to be a long night. If this is what we're in for.
I hope this isn't what you're in for the whole game. Maybe we'll get the ground.
I hope not either. Jacob Beelan set to kick for the Plainsmen. Looks like Bortel and Fawcett back. Ball's going to be near side, and that ball's going to run out of bounds. Short kick. The ball's going to roll out of bounds right in front of Madison Fawcett. So North Mahaska is going to get a pretty decent field position here after they kick out of bounds. They'll get it first and 10 with 9:39 to play in the first quarter, trailing 6-0. Some spotted, ball spotted on the 35-yard line. That's where Brant Fleener and the Warhawk offense is going to take over. And we were talking about it a little earlier, Ed, watching some of the videos on Max Prep Sports. And really, I think the highlight of this Bell Plain team is the defense. They seem to really get to the ball quick and make some big plays. Fleener with the iron behind him. Stack receivers near side. Going to be handoff, kind of an inside handoff to Fawcett. Fawcett's going to make it around left side and get about a yard.
A couple yards for the Warhawks.
28. And I'm going to need some help on this last name there. Brant.
Dave Molinari. Dave Molinari. Yep, I'll call that. Dave Molinari in on the stop for the Plainsmen. Pickup of 2 for Fawcett. It's going to bring up 2nd and 8. 9:13 to play in the first quarter. Warhawks trailing this one 6-0. Offset eye behind Fleener. 2 tight ends. Pitch is going to be near side. That's going to be Bortel. Bortel hits the hole. And great turn up field. That passed to 45. This is a 46. Big pickup for Bortel.
Very close to
not
a Warhawk first down.
Not sure who's getting on tackle there, Wendell. I apologize.
Well, that's all right. Bortel with a little burst of energy off that right side, and the Warhawks first down. So, I don't know. This could be a slugfest if we keep this up here tonight.
It's good to see the Warhawks get first down there. Even if they don't move any further, at least a little bit of momentum there.
A little bit of momentum will go a long way. I in behind Fleener again. Ball near side. Handoff's going to be left side Bortel. Bortel's going to be hit the line of scrimmage. He's going to drag a couple guys with him. Get up close to midfield. Pick up about 3 on the play.
I think number 58, Trey Alcott, in on tackle.
Alcott,
a couple other
Plainsmen. Alcott initiated the contact for the Plainsmen. Another good pickup. I tell you what, 3 to 4 yards at a time could be the right momentum to kind of grind this one out. And as we've seen in the past, that's kind of the recipe for this offense. Now offset eye, they're going to hand it to the up back, and that's going to be Spolstra. Spolstra is going to be driven back as he's hit by a host of Bell Plain defenders.
Cole Benton, a junior, drove Spolstra to the ground.
So no gain on the play. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage and support progress, and Fleener took a pretty decent hit there, too. He ended up on his back as he was able to hand the ball off to the up back Spolstra and then be driven back. So third and about 7, ball spot on the 49-yard line. Warhawks knocking on Plainsman territory. Now they're going to come out 4 receivers set for Fleener, single back in behind Fleener. He's in the pistol. That's going to be Spolster. Man comes in motion. Little inside handoff to Fawcett. Fawcett's going to duck a tackle, make it to the line of scrimmage, and fall forward. They're going to give him about a half a yard. A lot going on there, Ed, is the handoff was to the man in motion, and then he handed off to Madison Fawcett going the other way. So 4th and 6 is going to see the Warhawks set the punt, I would assume. It's Ewan and Bolin back to receive for the Plainsmen. They're standing on about their own 20-yard line. Bortel back. And Bortel, you got to kind of watch him here because he will line up and do a little bit of kind of a rugby-style kick. And if he's got high snap over his head, Bortel's able to pick it up, try to outrun a defender. He's going to be drugged down as that snap was straight over his head.
24, Brandon Manson.
Manson on the stop, and the Plainsman will have the ball first and 10. Spotted the ball on the Warhawk 32-yard line. And not the way you want to start, Ed.
Warhawks moving the ball. Trying to get the ball back to Bell Plain right where Warhawks stuck the ball.
Okay. Yeah. They're basically a net of zero by the time you look at where they started their offense here. So Northrop and the Bell Plain offense going to get a chance with a short field as they come to the line. He gets under center. Three back set. Again, they line up straight across in behind Northrop. The handoff this time, they're going to take the handoff, and he's going to roll it right side. He's going to have a receiver there. Ball's caught at the 20, 15, 10. He's going to take it to the house. That's number 12, Jacob Elin. As Northrop able to roll a 32-yard pass play, Northrop to Elin puts the Plainsman up 12-0 with 6:48 to play in the first quarter.
21, Ryan Dalser is in on the coverage there.
Ryan Dalser.
Just good hang on to the...
Got kind of a step in behind him, and that's where the speed of the Plainsman's was able to get here. Again, they went on kind of a funky extra point. They're going to try and pass it. Again, they've got a guy there, and that ball is going to be caught. Number 42, Brody Bolin, as they line up, and I don't even know how to describe it. They have seven linemen to the left. I think the guy that hyped it must have reported it as eligible because he's the guy that caught it for the two-point conversion. So 6:48 to play, and the Bell Plain Plainsmen lead this one. Scoreboard says 13-0, but I think with a two-point conversion, that would be 14-0 in my book. So we'll take a break here real quick. We'll be back with the rest of first half action. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, North Mahaska Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com.
Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mitogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football.
And we're back, 6:48 to play in the first quarter. Warhawks down 14-0 as short field, 32 yards, one play, Northrop to Bolin. Let's Bell Plain on the scoreboard for the second time. Elin getting set to kick off for the Plainsman. Bortel and... I believe he said Spolstra. And this is going to be whistled. That doesn't look like almost an onside kick attempt. And the far line judge threw his flag. Must have had a guy up past the line a little quick here. So procedural penalty against Bell Plain. We'll back him up 5 yards and do it again. I was getting ready to say I don't see a referee out there because the linesman was the one that was marking him, but our referee is all the way back in the Warhawk end zone calling the back side of the play. So the penalty was called and the motion made. So back him up 5 yards. Elin and the Plainsman will get set to kick for the second time. And that almost looked like an onside attempt by the Plainsman. Plainsman line up. The line. This one he's going to kick deep. Spolster's going to settle under this one. And that's Bortel at the 20, 25, 30. Comes to the near side. Going to outrun a defender. He's going to be caught, but that's going to be up past the 40-yard line. And then kind of game-tackled by half the coverage team for the Plainsman. Good return by Bortel. Looks like he had a step on about three defenders, and then he met that Brandon Zumbach. And Zumbach lowered his shoulder and able to drive him down, but a good return by Jacob Bortel. That's where Brant Fleener and this offense will take over with 6:40 to play in the first quarter, trailing 14-0. Ball on the near side of the field. North Mahaska traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. Offset eye behind Fleener. Fleener's going to pitch far side. That's going to be Bortel. He's going to try and get the edge, and he's going to be stacked up and thrown down.
Number 28.
Brent.
There you go.
Dave Molinari. Dave Molinari. Dave Molinari is, I think, what the – Dave Molinari is – how I would say it, but I went to school in Missouri, so that doesn't mean that what I say is right either. So. The timeout on the field is we have a equipment malfunction, so one of the Plainsmen took his helmet off, so he'll have to be off for one play. They run another defender on. That's number 88, Colt Benton. So he runs off, looks like one of the defensive linemen for the South Plain team. They'll wind the clock, 6:11 to go. Second and lost a yard on that first one, second and 11 for the Warhawks. Warhawks in their red pants and red jerseys, introduced that last year and been wearing that primarily for most of the home games. Selena now under center. He's going to roll out near side. He's going to throw it up, and that's just going to be out of the reach.
Ball was intended for 19 Mullenberg.
And he looked like he had a step there. Felinger just kind of let it go a little early. He threw it before Mullenberg was able to make his move, and just out of the reach of Mullenberg. Even if he dove, I don't know that Mullenberg would have had a chance with that one, but pretty close.
I think Felinger maybe had to throw the ball a little sooner when he's under. A little bit of pressure there.
A little bit of pressure for. So I bring up third and 11 now, and Tim, this is where we have not excelled in third and long situations. You'd like to see third and 3, third and 4, and third and 11 now. Stacked eye. Pitch is going to be near side to Bortel. Bortel got a block in front of him. That's Fulstray. He's going to make it around the edge. He can make it up past the 45 to the 46. They're going to mark it down after a pickup of about 6 yards, close to 7.
Jacob Eelan got a Bortel on that
play. Eelan going for his knees and knocked him down.
Bring up about a fourth and 5 for your Warhawks.
So fourth and 5. We'll look and see. And you know, I kind of noticed it the first time. Bortel lines up to thought for his Warhawk team, but he starts a little closer than a normal punter because he kind of has that rugby style run and kick, and that first snap just over his head. So, man comes in motion near side closer. Another high snap. Bortel to get a good kick, well over the head of the placement defender, and that's going to hit his foot and knock into the end zone.
Oh,
that. I don't know, man. I believe that was Eelan going back to try and catch him and realize where he was, but that ball hit off his foot. They're going to say it was after he crossed over into the goal line. So that's been a great kick by Bortel as he was able to fly it past over the head of Eelan. So now the Plainsmen are going to get a long field in front of them. First and 10, ball spotted on their own 20-yard line with 5:06 to play, leading at 14-0. Northrop under center. Three down backs. Hanoff's going to be near to this side. He's going to be hit the line of scrimmage and driven back. Great defensive stop by the North Mahaska defensive line.
Strasser
in. Another name we've called quite a bit here so far this year. A loss of about a half yard to bring a second long. And, you know, with all the fakes and all the stuff that's going on, if this North Mahaska defensive line can get some penetration, get into that backfield, kind of wreak some havoc on what they're trying to do. As they run now two down backs in behind Northrop, and it looks like somebody got started a little early on the left side of that offensive line. Looks like number 77, Matthew Breha. We talked about him in the pregame. I'm pretty sure I would be looking at about his belly button if he was standing in front of me. He looks to be a tall kid.
He's tall. He's not a wide body, but he's tall.
Yeah, and shoulders aren't as broad, but he is certainly head and shoulders over pretty much the rest of that offensive unit for the Plainsmen. So backs them up second and 16, ball spotted on their own 15-yard line. So a good opportunity for the Warhawks to pin them deep. Two backs now, single wide out. It's going to come in motion to the near side. Northrop's going to fake and roll out near side. Got a guy there. Oh, great catch, but great defense as well as the ball caught by Eelan.
Ryan Mendozler.
Good coverage by Mendozler. He was there step for step. Didn't get there a minute too early and was able to make the tackle as the connection was made, Northrop to Eelan. So that's going to bring up third and long, third and 10 for this Belle Plaine team. Finally an opportunity for the Warhawks to get a third down stop.
You know, Mendozler there, he did not let his man get behind him. He kept him in front of him. Yeah, he caught the ball, but minimal gain.
Yep. Good job. Running 4- and 5-yard routes, that's not going to beat you. So now they're going to run three receivers near side, and I think, Belle Plaine running three receivers far out this side, and Belle Plaine's going to take a timeout because their coach didn't like the way it looks. They top bowling. So we'll take a break here with 3:36 to play in the first quarter. Belle Plaine leading at 14-0, but North Mahaska getting a chance here on third and long to give them a stop. We'll be back in just a second. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com.
Sports lens for picture taking, which we need, and They're at the table by the restaurant.
Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge. Up to 70% off and everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now. Shop Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football.
So now third long for the Plainsmen. They still stack three receivers near side, single back in behind Northrop. Northrop's going to drop back straight. He's going to roll on near side, be chased. Got a man there, and oh, ball just out of the reach. 28, Brent De Molinari. So that'll bring up a 4th and 10. He had a step on the defender, but ball just out of his reach yet.
Man, on his fingertips. Colton Davis applied some good pressure on the quarterback there as the quarterback rolled out.
Davis able to get into the backfield and cause Northrop to roll out to the near side. As we've seen so far tonight, you know, you hurry these quarterbacks up, and they're maybe not as crisp, not as sharp on their passes. So number 28, Dave Molinari, is going to be back to kick for the Plainsmen. Jacob Ortell is going to be standing back about his 45-yard line. You've got to be snap. Here's the kick. Left foot, Dave Molinari. He gets all of this one. Ortell's going to roll around. He's just going to let it hit. And the Plainsmen will touch it about the 37-yard line, and that's where North Miasco will get a 1st and 10, 3:21 to play in the first quarter. Great defensive series for the Warhawks there, Ed.
The Plainsmen, no first down on that drive, Mike, correct?
Yep, and you know what? Mistakes there. The good play on first down, procedural penalty backed them up 5 more yards, and then really gave the Warhawks defense a chance to create some havoc and get a 4th down opportunity. So great, you know, it's a small win, but it's that kind of win that gives you some confidence to go. So Fleener now under center, is going to hand up near side. That's going to be Bortel. Bortel's going to get up past the 40, up about the 41. Pick up a 4 on the play.
Joey Schwinn and a few others in on the tackle.
A few Plainsmen there.
15 in on the
stop. It seems like Bortel, he is just hitting the hole. He's going to drag just about anybody with him that he can. He learned that from Carson Staggio. I could tell you that because calling the games here the last couple of years, Carson wasn't going to wait on anybody. He was going to take anybody he could with him. Now stacked eye, tailback and two blockers in front. Hale's going to be the second man. He's going to make it up past the 45. Looks like Spolstra got that one.
45-yard line.
So,
nice push there.
Good push on that. As he had Bortel behind him, but the handoff was to the second man off the right tackle. That's going to bring 3rd and short. And I tell you what, that's 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. That's manageable for this Warhawk offense. It's 3rd and 9, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 15 that they struggle with is trying to get the yards there. So good call by Coach Arrett in the offensive line. 3rd and 2 now. 2:14 to play in the first quarter. Warhawks, again, come out in a stacked eye. 40 Dylan Shipley lined up there, and this time Bortel's going to get off the left side. He's going to be hit the line of scrimmage, fall forward, get about a yard.
Bortel's going to get a couple, but it looks like we're going to
be a little short, though. They ran it off that left side with two blockers in front of him.
Cole Benton in on tackle as well as a few other Plainsmen. It's kind of wrapped up by the hole.
Yeah.
Everybody on the hole
collapsed, and they're going to take a minute to measure this, and they're going to bring the change in from the far side, stop the clock with a minute 58 to play. I tell you what, the more I see this, and again, I'm not a football coach yet, and my football experience is limited from the standpoint. They're going to stretch the chain. He's going to be about 2 feet short. But as you set up that stacked eye and you run three guys off that side, kind of sets up a naked bootleg a little bit for Fleener, and you know, maybe a little later on in the game or later on in the year when teams see a lot of that, and they see them out at that one side, kind of faked all three guys. That kind of leaves the edge if that end collapses in. So they're going to come out again in the stacked eye. Three backs in behind Fleener. Fleener under center. Fleener's going to take it off right side. He's going to get enough for the first down. He's going to move forward about still moving the pile up past midfield into Plainsman territory.
Fourth and 1, I should get about 3 yards.
got more than enough up past midfield as Fleener just took off right side, was able to keep his feet. Bortel, Shipley, and Spolstra, I think, just got him behind him and pushed the pile. So minute 42 to play in Plainsman territory, first and 10 for Fleener in the offense. Ball middle of the field, Warhawks driving left to right. Two backs in behind Fleener. Got a fake near side, and here's kind of a little bit of that bootleg pass caught by Fawcett. That passed the 45, down to the 44.
Wrapped immediately by Zumba, Brandon Zumba.
Zumba. And Fawcett, great catch, great pitch and catch by Fleener to Fawcett. Picked up about six. I call it five. Kind of looks like six, a little more than five. So second and four for the Warhawks. And I tell you what, that was set up perfectly. A little naked bootleg out, rolled out near side, and had the receiver there. So man in the slot far side, receiver near side, offset eye behind Fleener. Fleener's going to take the snap. Wartell's going to get off left side. Going to hit the hole. He's going to be met by a host of Plainsmen driven backwards.
Really quickly.
Lose about a half a yard, and that's going to bring up third and five now for the Warhawks.
Joey Schwinn met him immediately up
the
line.
He got to the line of scrimmage and stopped abruptly. Hit a roadblock. Carroll coming off. Number 19, Mullenberg, comes on with the play for Fleener in the offense. They break huddle. Warhawks with the ball in Plainsman's territory. Fleener's going to come out in a shotgun, single back behind him. That's Spolstra. Man's going to come in motion. That's Fawcett to the far side. Oh, he's going to drop the Fleener. I think Fleener decided what he wanted to do with it before he had the ball. Didn't have the ball in his hands before he thought about something to do with it and was just able to fall on him. Retain possession, they'll bring up fourth and five, call fourth and six. But the clock's going to run out on this first quarter. Bell Plain scored early and often as they get two down. Warhawks trail this one 14-0. They'll have a fourth and five as they flip into the field. We'll come back with more Warhawks football. You're listening to Friday Night Lights.
At the Pro-Line Building Company, quality that you can trust in every building we construct. Pro-Line is a place to know we're committed to helping your dreams grow. We're helping build your dreams at the Pro-Line Building Company.
We're back as they rewind the clock for the second quarter. North Mahaska going to have a fourth and five, ball spotted on the 44-yard line of Bell Plain. And Bell Plain's going to send two guys. That's probably Elon and Bolin.
All right, fourth and six.
Back as Jacob Wartell gets set to kick. And you got to watch here. If he has an opening to run, I don't know that Coach Eric gives him the green line. Man comes in motion to the far side. That's Fawcett. And they're going to try a little rugby-style kick. A good side spiraling kick. That ball's going to be caught inside the 20. He's going to duck a tackler on the near side, 20-25. He's got some room to run. Going to stop it. Duck another tackler, cut back middle of the field, and then be caught up past the 40. And that's where the Bell Plain Plainsman is dealing a good return. They think the reverse on the return. And tell you what, the way Elon kind of runs the ball, he kind of sees what's happening. He was able to stop a little early, sidesteps and tackles. A good about a 24-yard return. Bell Plain will take over first and 10 with 11:46 to play in the second quarter. You're listening to first half action of the North Mahaska Warhawks on Friday Night Lights. Northrop now under center, two backs behind him. Man comes in motion to far side. Northrop's going to pitch to the far side, and he's going to be hit and dropped. Great play. Jacob Wartell coming from the secondary. That was number 15, Schwinn, Joey Schwinn. Spolstra and Shipley. I think all that was playmaker to that far side. That was number 30. My bad on the call, Ed. But great move. Wartell coming from the secondary to make that sock.
Red definitely well.
Very well. So that's going to set up a second and 12. And the North Mahaska defense has been able to make some things happen whenever they've got the Plainsman second, third, and long. Three backs down. Man's going to come in motion near side. They'll leave Slaymaker. And it's going to be Slaymaker on the inside, and he is absolutely stacked up by the Warhawks.
Again, the Warhawks are equal.
And Parrish and Brayden Terrell brought him down.
chance, and Terrell in on the stop. So that's going to bring him third and about, what'd you call it, 14, Ed? Third and 14?
Third and 14.
10:48 to play in the second quarter. Plainsman going to break huddle. Now single back in behind Northrop. Three receivers near side. Tied into the far side. Probably expect Northrop to roll out. Quick pitch here near side. Ball's going to be caught. Going to be drugged down short of the 50. They're going to spot the ball right at the 50.
Ryman also good tackle.
It's kind of a quick screen to Bolin here on the near side. And Bolin able to pick up about 13, so a yard short as ball spotted at midfield to bring up a fourth and one for the Plainsmen. And the thing you have to watch out here for this North Basket defense is this. You've had some success and made some stops. They get up to the line to make a hard count. You don't want to give them free yards. Then they're going to line up. Pitch and handoff's going to be to the, oh, man, I think he got stopped. I don't think he made it. The handoff was number 15, Schwinn. We're going to get a spot. And they're not going to give it to him. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage. And the Warhawks, Colton Davis comes running off and gives a big high five to some of the guys on the sidelines. That great play by this Warhawk defense. Last two series for the Plainsmen, they've only accumulated about 12 or 13 yards. So that means Brant Fleener in the offense is going to get the ball off spot in midfield, offset eye behind him, trailing right to left. Pitch is going to be far side of Bortel, and Bortel is going to be hit by about two-thirds of the Plainsmen defense.
Number 77.
Plainsmen weren't fooled at all on that
number
one.
Number 15.
A loss of two, close to three on the play, bringing second 13, 9:40 to play in the second quarter. Warhawks trailing 14-0. But that's the kind of confidence for this defense, you know, to be able to come out even down two scores, but able to have some wins like that. Now they're going to line out four wide receivers, Fleener in the shotgun. Fleener's going to roll out. He's going to throw over the top. Oh, that ball's picked off. Up at the 35-yard line. He's going to be returned past midfield. 45, still on his feet. That was 15, Joey Schwinn.
All right, two separate penalties on the
walk on a ricochet off of a Warhawk.
He kind of threw that one up, didn't see the free safety in behind Bortel. Bortel went up to try and catch it, was knocked, bounced around, and Joey Schwinn was able to come down with it. But then I think we had a pretty vicious hit here along the near sideline on the return. So look and see... look and see what the final call is. So we have a personal foul, roughing the passer. So that's going to supersede the return penalty.
The
North Alaska will retain possession and give them a first down. As I didn't see the hit on Fleener once the ball went up, I kind of focused in the secondary. And tell you what, even from TV football up through the NFL, when they talk about throwing it down the middle of the field, you always have to know that free safety is playing center field. And that time... maybe an ill-advised throw, but kind of lucky on the personal foul penalty to get the ball back. So Fleener in the offense looking at a fresh set of downs. First and 10, ball spotted on the 37-yard line. I formation in behind Fleener. Ball near side of the field. They're going to hand off Bortel in a busted play as Fleener wasn't really sure where he was supposed to go. Bortel and Fleener ran into one another, lost a yard on the play, him bringing a second 11.
77, Matthew Bridgewell.
Brian, I'll give you that.
He's a player that's like a 6'5 or 6'4.
Brea. What kind of smooth that J is? A good stop by the Plainsman. Bring him second 11. Now offset eye behind Fleener. Man in the slot, near side. Pitch is going to be near side to Bortel. Bortel's going to be running out of the backfield. Has some room to run. Up past the 35, down inside the 30. And be thrown out of bounds at the 20-yard line. They're going to mark him out at the 21. Great play by Bortel. As he got the tackle at the line of scrimmage, ran near side. Plainsman kind of made it through the line of scrimmage very, very quickly. Pick up the first down to the 21-yard line. First and 10, 8-11 to play in the second quarter for the Warhawks. And we got a little something cooking here, Ed.
We do.
This looks pretty good. It looks like Bortel comes off to the near side, may have blood or something on an arm. So Seth Edmondson, number 88, a sophomore, comes running out. Talked to Seth's dad earlier today, stopped by the office, and it was good to get in and get some runs here last week in that game against Cardinal, scored a touchdown in the second half. Now I formation are behind Sleener. And they hand it off to Edmondson. Oh, and Edmondson trips up Sleener.
Sleener's going to get tripped up in the backfield.
He's going to be knocked down about the 25, so lost a 4 on the play. And, you know, that's kind of some of the, I'll call it inexperience, some of these sophomores that are playing on Friday nights primarily, that a lot of schools, you know, 2A, 3As, a lot of these kids get a lot more playing time, JV, you know, on Monday nights, where, you know, just with numbers and sheer getting guys out there, Coach Jarrett has had to rely on sophomores and even freshmen sometimes to fill some of those roles. Now, offset eye behind Sleener. Again, Edmondson in the tailback position. Spolster in front of him. It looks like somebody jumped a little bit as Sleener came up the line of scrimmage. And this is what you don't like to see, Ed. Kind of a busted play, and then another penalty brings you back another 5. So that's going to bring a second about 20. And Coach Jarrett's going to take a timeout and talk about it, kind of calm his offensive nerves down a little bit. We'll take a break with 7:29 to play. Warhawks trailing 14-0, but they are moving the ball. We've got a second 20 when we come back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio, feed number 5.
So, what if your roommate, we'll call him Einstein, decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl full of cookie dough and set your apartment on fire? We've got an agent for that.
Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Let me help you save more money, because being there is why I'm here.
Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market, New Sharon is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon.
We're back, second and 20 for the Warhawks. Ball spotted on the 31-yard line, 7:29 to play in the second quarter. And here's where, Ed, you don't try and get it all back at once. You kind of cut the difference and then try and do some on third down. Got a roll on your side, Fleeter. Got a man down the seam. Man's open. Ball comes to 25-5. Touchdown. North Mahaska Warhawks, number 47, Cole Rosendahl. 31 yards as he ran that seam route on the near side and just wide open.
That was a thing of beauty.
Great pass. It wasn't the prettiest spiral on the ball, Ed, but a great pass from Brant Fleeter, Cole Rosendahl. 31 yards, and the Warhawks get on the board as they prepare for the extra attempt, 7:22 to play. Warhawks get on the board.
So that's the play you run when you got a third and 20. You just said before you get it all the time.
Hey, what do I know? I'm not a football coach, Ed. What do I know? Great call from Coach Aaron, the offense. Munson, ball's down, kick is up. Looks good from here, and it is good. And the North Mahaska Warhawks get on the board. They're down 14-7, but they've been able to move the ball. Build a little momentum. Their defense has given them a chance. I think get a little jitters out early. We'll take a break, 7:22 to play in the second quarter. We're Australia at 14-7, and we're building some momentum. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC.
Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection, as well as agronomic services, crop protection services, the one name in crop production inputs. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football.
7:22 to play in the second quarter. North Mahaska gets on the board. A huge pass play. Brant Fleener to Cole Rosendahl, 31 yards. Green Terrell sets the kickoff for the Warhawks. Low line drive kick. That ball's going to bounce 40, be picked up at the 35. Good coverage. He picks up about 4 on the return. Bollenberg in on the stop for the coverage team. But, yeah, what do I know? I'm sitting telling you on second down to try and pick up, you know, 10 or 11 yards to go for it on third down. And Coach Harris says, we're going to go for the whole thing right here. Great play. As you look, Bell Plain kind of stacked the line there. Had a lot of guys up on the line of scrimmage thinking maybe to pin them back. And good call against the Warhawks on the board. North of now under center, 3 backs behind him. And that's going to be the far side. Big hole there. Oh, he's met and driven back. Great play That's number 42, Brady Bolin.
Madison
Fawcett met him in the hole. That great stop by Fawcett. Give him about four on the play, bring up second and six. But he got to that second level, and Fawcett just met him face-to-face and drove him back.
Bulldogs are just fired up.
The defense seems to be like they're out there with a purpose here tonight. So three backs again, Northrop under center. They're going to end it off to the near side. A big hole to the near side. He's going to be off to the races, 35-30, 20, and be driven out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That's number 30, Slaymaker. Slaymaker had a big hole, a little misdirection to the far side. The Slaymaker runs it to the near side for Belle Plaine. We'll have a first and 10 ball spotted at the 18-yard line. 6:34 to play in the second quarter. Warhawks trailing 14-7, but the Plainsmen now inside that State Farm red zone on this right end of the field. Plainsmen traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. Now Northrop under center. Three backs, that's Bolin, Slaymaker. Danoff's going to be the far side, another big hole. He's going to be drugged down by his jersey. That's number 42, Bolin again. Schwinn's the other one. Schwinn, Slaymaker, and Bolin. It's hard to tell which one's got it as they run kind of some crossing routes and things in the backfield as they come up to the line of scrimmage. So ball spotted inside the 10. Been looking at it here, not sure if that's a first down or not.
Being up here in a box above the play, it's hard enough to see the play, where the ball's going to go.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being on the field behind the line, or, you know, behind the...
Behind some guys in front of you, yeah, and trying to figure out who has the ball. And it also kind of sets up some opportunities as they stack the line with those three backs. We've seen it earlier as they ran a little pass play around the right side for a touchdown. I believe it was 21 or 22 yards as Northrop was able to roll out. So now for a first down, first and goal to go for the Plainsmen. Two backs are behind Northrop. Man's going to go in motion. And the handoff's going to be the right side. He's going to be wrapped up in the line of scrimmage. Great play by the defensive line. That's number 15, Joey Schwinn, on the handoff.
Braden Carroll,
Carroll wasn't fooled there. So they're going to back him up about a yard. The second goal to go, ball spotter from the 9.
Second goal.
I'll tell you, as the start of this game kind of started, I really thought it was going to be a long night, but the defense of the Warhawks has decided to show up, play some spirited football, and really kind of keep this one close. Now three backs in behind Northrop. Man's going to roll out and come in motion to the near side. They're going to hand off to the right side. And again, going to be stacked up, fall forward for about two. That was our 15, Schwinn again. Schwinn's going to make it four. They're going to spot him short of the 5, about the 6-yard line. So second goal to go, ball on the third and goal to go. I'm sorry, ball spotted at the 6-yard line.
He made a tackle there. Warhawk had a jersey. We've seen the jersey pull back, but he broke away.
Yeah, probably saved the touchdown there just by grabbing his jersey and bringing it down. Belle Plaine's going to take a timeout and talk about it with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football on KIIC Friday Night Lights. All the scores, one station. Friday Night Lights, KIIC Radio. If you want straight talk, straight answers, and straight deals, shop KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. They're the original straight talk, straight answer, the straight deal guys. See Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnson, or Kelly Bryan at KB Auto Plus, 214 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, or call 641-676-4565. They're right up Discount Avenue at KB Auto Plus. McGriff's of New Sharon. For all your farm and home projects, think McGriff's. They carry red brand steel post and standard heavy duty, wood post including creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply in South Central Iowa. Proud supporter of New Sharon High School Athletics.
We're back on a 3rd and 5, 5:05 to play. 3rd and goal to go, ball spotted on the 5 for the Plainsmen. Three back, set Northrop Hanoff right side. And that's going to be Slaymaker, and he's going to dive forward, but he's going to be short of the goal line. That's Slaymaker.
Riding the dots are bringing Slaymaker down.
Ben Nosser may just been holding on for dear life as Slaymaker. He is a broad-shouldered kid. He'll drag some of these guys kicking and screaming with him and not. So 4th and goal to go. Ball spotted on the 1-yard line. Warhawks were able to make this happen up in midfield. And off this time, and he's going to be, going to come out. And they got ball on the ball. Warhawks are going to get the ball back inside the 10-yard line. There's a handoff to the left side.
Number 62, Mason Van Doppler, is going to fall on the ball. The Warhawks are going to get the ball back with some 4:25 to go in the second quarter. And the Warhawk defense has showed up and playing with some gusto tonight, Ed.
This is when you felt the momentum being pulled back away from the Warhawks.
Big play. Big plays by the Plainsmen. Get down inside the 10. First and goal to go from the 8. And this defense bend, but it would not break and able to come back up with the ball. So Fleener now under center. Offset eye behind the ball spotted on the 8-yard line. They're going to hand off to the right side. That's Bortel. Bortel's going to be sacked up. Try and run away from a tackle. Lose a couple of yards. Able to keep his feet and spin away, but enough Plainsmen defenders there to slow him down. So bring it. Second and 11 now for the Warhawks. 4:04 to play. The clock continues to run. Second quarter. And I tell you,
Ross, gotta be careful. He's around the 2-yard line.
They got him down inside. Yeah, they do have him inside the 5, down around the 2. So he lost a couple on the play. So yeah, certainly don't want any mistakes here. And Fleener's gonna keep it around left side. He's gonna be stacked up, get forward progress, but not gonna get much. Third about 17 now as the clock continues to run. Fleener just trying to get some positive yards, get a little breathing room as you're deep in your own territory. That's kind of the negative side of stopping them on fourth and goal is now you've got 95 yards to go to the other end. And you certainly, if it is a four and out, you want to give Jacob Bortel a little room to breathe in that back of that end zone. As the snaps for the punts have not been the cleanest so far tonight, Ed. Coach Aaron's going to take a timeout and talk about 3:11 to play. Warhawks trailing 14-7, but the defense, the highlight so far here tonight, making big stops on fourth down, two fourth down stops for the North Mahaska Warhawk defense. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio.
Is selling the Wally Warhawk shirts. If you can support that cause, that would be great.
When you are recognized as the greatest mom in your child's essay or the most patient dad, it makes you feel really good. At State Farm, it's the same kind of feeling we get when the customers rate us as highest in customer satisfaction among life insurance providers by J.D. Power. Talk to a State Farm agent to learn about the coverage our life insurance can offer you and feel good about it.
Contact me, State Farm agent Michael Campbell at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Let me help you save more money, because being there is why I'm here.
We're back with 3:11 to play in the second quarter. Third and long for the Warhawk offense. Third and 16, ball spotted on their own 5-yard line. And we'll look and see as they tried to run it to the right side. Fleener's tried to keep it off the left side. Not a whole lot going. Maybe a throw for the whole thing here, Ed. What do I know?
Good team.
So Fleener's going to come out. Two receivers near side. Two backs in behind him. That's Bolstra and Bortel. They're going to pitch it near side to Bortel. Bortel's got a little room to run. He's going to get around the edge.
The
ball comes out. Warhawks are going to fall on it. Going to get the ball just short of the 10-yard line.
A timeout on the field.
It looks like Bell Plains is going to take a timeout to preserve some of the clock with 3:01 to play. As Bortel was stripped on the play, but the Warhawks able to fall on it. That's going to bring up a fourth and about 8 when we come back. We're on trail list from 14-7. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio and KIICradio.com. Beat number 5, Friday Night Lights.
Cargo of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out their prepay options. That's Cargill of New Sharon, 641-637-4050. Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of their 4 locations today, Albion, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
We're back with 3-1 to play. We're also going to have a 4th and 8. Ball spotted just inside their 10-yard line. They've got Elon and Bolin back standing inside the 50 in their own 45s. Portell back to kick. You got to watch it here as they come off of both edges. And a high snap, but Portell able to get it down. Kick is up, and good kick by Portell. Going to be fielded up around the 40 into the 35. He's got room to run. right around the left edge, up to the 25, the 20. He's going to cut back to the midfield, got blockers in front of him, and he's going to have inside the 10, 5, and he's going to score number 12. Jacob Elon, as he ran about 150 yards, I think, on that return. He ran near side, ran far side, and the coverage team for the Warhawks not able to track him down.
Some of the Warhawks went through his legs, just not wrap him up.
Not wrap him up. And the Plainsmen get on the board again, 20-7 with 2:41 to play. Elon returns about 45 yards for the touchdown. Not what you want to have, Ed.
No.
Get a lot of confidence in your defense, stopping them on fourth and goal inside the five, and then to put a big play like that. Northrop's going to line up for two. Man's going to come in motion. They're going to roll that near side. He's got a man open in the end zone, but through the hands, incomplete. So 2:41 to play. Northrop incomplete on the attempt. They'll play 20. North Mahaska Warhawks 7. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio.
Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge. Up to 70% off and everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now. Shop Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the ones to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa.
And we're back with 2:41 to play. I don't know what to say. Man, just when the defense was your bright spot and talking about it, the punt coverage team not able to track. I believe it was Elon that ran that one back. Spolstra and Strasser back to receive.
Yeah, the Warhawks. Yeah, they're dejected.
Yeah, you still got to look at it. It's 20-7, and it was 14-7 about a minute and a half ago. And this defense has played really well. We've been able to go down and score on the plane, but it's not impossible. So get a little time left. See if we can get a return. Ball's going to be far side of the field. Spolstra going to go through his arms. Field at the 15, up to the 20. He's going to sidestep a tackler up to the 22. Spolstra kind of bounced off his arms, but able to wrangle it back in and pick up a couple of yards. And that's where Brandon Fleener and the offense will start, 2:36 to play in the second quarter. Warhawks trailing at 20-7.
A freshman there, Garrett, straight.
Straight in on the stop for the Plainsmen. And if you look, the Plainsmen definitely on their coverage. Teams have the advantage here so far tonight as their return men have been able to sidestep a lot of Warhawk tackles. So now you got Fleener under center, ball middle of the field. I formation in behind him. That's Spolstra and Bortel. Pitch is going to be near side to Bortel. Bortel's going to try and gain the edge. He's going to get around a defender, be up the near side. He's going to be at 35 and run out of bounds. It's a 38-yard line. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 40. Great gain. Has a good block there on the edge.
Brandon Matt was the no-playing defender, ran him out.
But a great pickup there, Ed, is, he's had a couple times. That's not the only play he's had tonight for 15 or so yards. So good pickup by Bortel in this offense, and stops the clock with 2:29 to play. As they run out of bounds and get back up toward midfield. Leaner comes out now in the shotgun, four receivers set for the Warhawks. Bortel's going to go in motion. They're going to let him have it. He's going to duck a tackler. Cut back inside, pick up about three on the play, close to four, bring up a second six. Ball spotted on the 43-yard line of the Warhawks. 2:14 to play. And Coach Eric's going to take a time to talk about it, preserve a little bit of clock here with 2:07 to play in the second quarter. Run down to halftime here, Ed. You know, it would mean a lot for these guys to get even a field goal at this point. I know they're thinking touchdown, and with 2 minutes and Fortell with some big play potential, that could certainly happen. So they're going to take a minute to talk about it. We'll take a break and thank one of our sponsors. I want to thank KIC Radio for putting up with me for the third year in a row. I want to thank Ed for coming out with me again tonight, two home games in a row.
if you're not careful, you get too good at it, and we'll have to count on you every single week to be here.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting me back. You must be really desperate
tonight. Well, we enjoy it. I enjoy coming out. It's a beautiful beautiful evening for football. These games in September and early part of October are too tough. It's when we get close to that November 1st week, like last year, we have the Fog Bowl where, basically calling the game, couldn't see the other side of the field. Didn't really know what all was going on, but certainly enjoy it. And talking about the marching band, going to give us a show here at halftime. Didn't have them last week for the first week of the season, or the first home game, I should say. So 2:07 to play, 2nd and 7 for the Warhawks. Then they come out in their four-receiver set, Fleener in kind of a pistol, Spolster behind him. Bortel's going to go in motion. They're going to fake to him. He's going to throw it up. Rosendahl, and that ball's going to be caught by number 28, and they're going to call, flags are going to come out, but he's going to return it, ball at the 40-yard line, 45, going to get up past midfield, and into Warhawk territory, down to the 30, ball's going to come out, so he fumbles the ball, the Warhawks fall on it, and all that, so we can say, hey, wait a minute, and the ball's going to come back as we have penalty markers back on the Belle Plaine 35-yard line. We'll wait for the official call on it as everybody's coming back to this end of the field, so I think Belle Plaine knows that this is going to be against them. As that ball was just kind of thrown up, Rosendahl was able to turn around and ball over his head and not able to make a play on it. So we'll wait and see the official word from the referee. Clock stops minute 49. Belle Plaine Plainsman leading this one 20-7. They're going to step it off that way, so that will be a 15-yard penalty, a pass interference against the Plainsmen. So the Warhawks are going to get the ball. 1st and 10, ball spotted at the Plainsmen 42-yard line. 1:49 to play in the second quarter. Plainsmen lead this one 20-7 over the Warhawks, but it would be huge if we get some more points on the board right here before halftime, Ed. And we get to take the second half kickoff.
We do.
So, again, not four receiver set coming out for the Warhawks. He's going to come in motion. That's Fawcett. He's going to clear. Clear to roll on near side. He's going to have room to run. Come up to the near sideline, be run out of bounds. Up around the 40. Down to the 37. Going to pick up about 5 on the play.
And stops the clock.
What's that?
And stops the clock.
And stops the clock as he gets out of bounds. But, you know, that sets up very well as Fawcett coming in motion to the near side. Three receivers run out and vacate the space. Fleener just tucked the ball right around the near side. Good pickup of 5 on the play. Bring up 2nd and 5 now. Single receiver set. That's Rosendahl to the far side. Offset eye behind the cleaner. There was spot near side. Bortel's going to take the pitch near side. Follow a couple blockers. He's going to fall forward and get about a yard. Be up to the 36. Alcott in on the stop for the Plainsman. So 3rd and 3.5 yards, so 3rd and about 4 for the Warhawks. It'd be a big play. We're inside a minute to play. Clock continues to run. 56 seconds to play in the second quarter. Offset eye in behind Fleener. Fleener's going to take it, fake the pitch far side. Got a man there. This ball's going to be pushed out of the air. That's number 12, Jacob Ewan. Fawcett, the intended receiver there, and Ewan able to break it up. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock at 46.7 to go. So 4th and 4, ball spot to 36, and you think you're just kind of go for it and know that your defense has been able to stop the play, and even if they do have time to run 1 or 2 plays.
I think so.
Ball near side of the field. Fleener's going to be in the shotgun. Little jailbreak screen, and that's going to be picked off by one of the linesmen for the Plainsmen, number 58, Trey Alcott. And that almost like a pass was intended for Alcott, Ed.
The play was setting up well. He had the line coming at him and just could not get over the top of that line.
Jailbreak screen as the defensive lineman for Belle Plaine ran through it. And Belle Plaine will take over 1st and 10 with 40.3 to play in the second quarter. Now, Alcott stopped just long enough because I think if he had taken another step toward Fleener, I don't think he would have caught that ball. That Spolster was standing right there getting ready to run with it. So Belle Plaine going to come to the line. 3 receivers out to the far side. single back with Northrop in the backfield. And they're just going to take a chance to run a long one here. Ball's going to be up in the air. Ball's going to be caught by Elon. The defender's going to be there. Northrop to Elon. And they're going to catch the ball and be down inside the 40, mark him down at the 37-yard line. Move the chains with 30.6 to play. As he just kind of threw that ball up for throw it up, Elon was able to stop and come back to it.
Madison Fawcett on the coverage on that play.
Fawcett stayed right with him, too, even after he caught it and able to drag him down.
Northrop
spikes it on first down, stopped the clock with 26.8. You know, I've always, this is just my personal theory, intentional grounding on an intentional spike like that. Doesn't get past the line of scrimmage. There isn't an intended receiver in the area, but they've always let it go to stop the clock. I don't know if Roger Goodell and the NFL is listening to me, but if they are, I think we should take a look at that from a rules committee standpoint.
He should be outside the tackle.
Yeah, he's not outside the tackle. It doesn't make the line of scrimmage, and there's no intended receiver or eligible receiver in the area. So just throw that out there, Ed. So if they pick it up, I want some credit for that. Three receivers near side. Northrop's going to roll out and pass back to the other side. That's Elon again. He's going to have some room to run, one man to beat, and he's going to, he's going to keep his feet to 15 and 10, and Elon's going to go in for a touchdown, 38 yards for Bell Plain, and they're going to score 26-7 with 14.8 to play, and maybe a punt with 47 seconds to go ahead because, I don't know, they stacked the receivers to the near side. Northrop able to throw back against the grain to the other side, and Elon was right there, broke. Had one defender to beat, broke the tackle, and able to score. Bell Plain lines up in their kind of funky extra point attempt here. Snap's going to be to the back man. That's Elon. Elon's going to be hit. Oh, he's going to reverse his field, and then he'll be wrapped up by Mortel. Mortel, the two-point conversion fails.
Jacob Ford, a lot of nice play.
The Bell Plain Plainsmen still lead us from 26-7. Take a break. We'll come back for kickoff with 14.8 to play in the second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio. Team number 5, North Mayasca Warhawk Football.
Gardville of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out their prepay options. That's Cargill of New Sharon, 641-637-4050. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football.
So with 14.8 to play in the second quarter, Plainsman is going to kick off again. I tell you what, it wasn't too long ago, Ed. We were just talking about this game being close and going into the locker room at 14-7, and the Plainsman have rattled off two scores. Now lead at 26-7. And well, I don't know. I don't know. Wes Peeper, senior, now will be kicking the ball for the Plainsman.
Suppose the law firm would be a pleasant place to be.
I don't know that I'm going to go down there and see what all's going on. Peeper, a little squib kick. That's going to be falling on by one of the up backs. 54, Comstock, Dylan Comstock able to fall on that one. It's basically hit him in the ankles.
Little, the defense has played so well there in the middle of the second half of the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter.
Two fourth down stops. We have them at midfield. We have them inside their own 10 and weren't been allowing them to score.
And more tackling since then.
Yeah. Elon and Elon, Slaymaker, and Bolin. Slinger under center. I think looks like he's just going to take a knee. We're going to wind the clock out here for the second quarter. That's going to do it in the first half. Is what once looked like a hopeful effort by this North Mass Warhawks football team. They're going to take it to the locker room down 26-7. And I'm with you. I'm not sure what Coach Harris says at halftime because, for all intents and purposes, coming into the first half of that second quarter, it's a 7-point ball game. They run a 32-yard pass play on 2nd and 17, 2nd and 18. They score, get within a touchdown, and Bell Plain takes the short field and really takes a long field on a couple pass plays and able to score. So We're going to take a break here. They're going to wind the clock for the second half. We'll be back to break down the first half. Wendell Campbell, Ed Guma, we're bringing you North Mass Warhawk football. We'll kick it back over to back to the Warhawk football on this gorgeous Friday evening. And, you know, Ed, for about a quarter and a half, we really had quite a game to watch.
We had a good game.
Belle Plaine threw up two quick scores. The North Mahaska defense able to bend a couple times but not to break. A couple fourth down stops. Big play, Brant Fleener to Cole Rosendahl, 32 yards for the score for the Warhawks. Got them within 7, 14-7, and then it just kind of all fell apart as Belle Plaine put up two quick scores. The last one with got the ball back with less than 40 seconds to play. Two big pass plays and then a big run. They lead this one 26-7 now as they reset the clock, and we get set to receive the kick here for the second half. But I'm not sure what Coach Eric will say there at halftime, because it certainly had the momentum headed their way.
You know, there were the Plains were up 14-7. The Warhawks, they didn't get down. They fought. And
defense playing some spirited football, and that's exactly what you want to see out of your defense. Said, hey, we're gonna stop them. We're going to give the offense a chance. And I don't know if it's necessarily the offense's fault, because Jacob Bortel, Brant Fleener, they've been able to get some positive yards and move the ball, only able to get into the end zone to one time. The return for a touchdown for the Belle Plaine Plainsmen, North Mahaska had the ball, stopped on fourth and goal, so got the ball back inside their five. And a good kick by Jacob Bortel, the coverage team, just kind of let him down.
Yep.
Just kind of let him down, so... North Mahaska, Cole Spolstra, and Jacob Bortel back to receive. Jacob Nealon, number 12, for the Plainsmen, getting set to kick. And we'll start this third quarter. As the offense will see if they can come out and get something going here right away. Nealon, good, deep kick. It's going to be rounded up by Bortel. He's going to get about the 10, make up the 15, 20, up past the 30, 35. He's got a hole the other side. Oh, he's going to be wrapped up from behind. I tell you what, Ed, he was about 6 inches from being gone. He was just within the arm reach of the Belle Plaine defender.
Good downfield blocking there by the Warhawks.
Yeah, good by the return team. Dealing on the stop as he was willing to kick it. But North Mahaska is going to get the ball first and 10, ball spotted at their own 44-yard line. Good field position, I tell you. And aside from after the fourth and goal stop, they've been playing middle of the field.
They have.
You know, it's just trying to sack a couple first downs up and let Bortel break it. He's had some 15, 16, 20-yard runs. Fleener now under center, offset eye behind him. Ball traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. Pitch is going to be near side to Bortel. He's going to cut back up to the middle. Pass the 45 to the 46. Going to pick up 2 yards for the Warhawks.
Nance there wrapping his arms around Bortel's legs and bring him down.
Yeah, some of these guys on the Belle Plaine defense, their defensive line is not let a whole lot get by them, but if Bortel or Spolster, one of these guys can get the edge, they do have some room to run. But we'll see. They're running off the tackles. It has been able to get, you know, 2-3 yards, but not a whole lot running through that interior part of the Plainsman defense. Now, Fleener under center, offset eye. Hand off, they're going to fake the handoff. He's going to have a man running down the far side. Oh, and just overthrown is Cole Spolstra, the underneath receiver, standing at the 45-yard line, and Belle Plaine was wide open. Fleener just throws it right over his head as the defenders are following Bolenberg here down the near sideline. Both the free safety and the strong safety on this near side both went with him, and Spolstra was left kind of in no man's land, wide open.
He was set up for the first down. Just out of his reach.
And really, Mullenberg turns around and makes a couple blocks. He gives him a chance to maybe break a tackle and pick up a little more. But that'll bring back 3rd and 9 now for the Warhawk offense. Single receiver near side. Man in the slot. Offset eye. They're going to pitch it far side to Bortel. Bortel's going to try and find a block. Cut it back up. Pass midfield. Still on his feet. He's going to come down the 47-yard line of Belle Plaine. Pick up 8 on the play. He's going to bring up 8. Fourth down and about 2 for the Warhawks. And you see plays like that, and they're really, I didn't see any of the offensive stats at halftime, that, but we've got some positive offensive yards. We've only got 7 points to show for it.
We do.
But it has not been like the Belle Plaine defense has absolutely shut this offense down. The Warhawks have been able to move the ball. 10:32 to play in the third quarter. Offset eye now, Fleener. They're going to go for on 4th and 2. Fleener's going to keep it around the left side. Keeps his feet pushed forward with a pile. And absolutely, yes, that's a 45, more than enough for the first down. big, strong surge in behind Brant Fleener. Warhawks pick up a first down, and you know, maybe that's the kind of confidence here. You know, fourth down and two, Steve Barrett and his offense just says, you know what, we can get 2 yards when we have to. Let's go out there and make it happen, and they picked up six.
That's the second time the Warhawks have done that.
Yep, on fourth down. Good call, Ed. So fresh set of downs now for Fleener and the offense. They're going to come out in a four-receiver set now. Fleener in the pistol with, I believe that's Spolstra behind him. In comes the motion. That's Bortel. They're going to let Bortel have it around the near side. He's going to get away from a tackler to give him a couple extra minutes and make it back almost to the line of scrimmage. Three or four, Brea, the tall defensive end here on the near end, pushed it into the backfield, and Jacob Bortel makes it almost back. Loss of one on the play. Second 11, 9:45 to play in the third quarter. Warhawks trailing this one 26-7. Edmondson comes in for the Warhawks. Fawcett comes running off. Again, four receiver set now. Edmondson and Bortel kind of in the slot positions. Bortel's going to come in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. Let Spolstra have it off the left side. He's going to make it back up just about to the original line of scrimmage.
Hit by a host of planes on the play.
They're going to mark him down, and he actually fell forward almost to the 40-yard line. But they're going to whistle the play dead while he was stood up by the defenders. That's one thing, Cole Spolstra, he does not stop. His legs keep moving. He's not going to give an inch, and he's not going to go down unless he's forced there. So if they give him a positive about 2 yards and call it third and nine, officials call a quick timeout here for an equipment malfunction on the North Manhasco side. 8:56 to play in the third quarter. But yeah, I mean, no, for no more points than North Manhasco has been able to show for it, it has not been. I mean, it's all for naught. It's not like it's all for naught because they've certainly been able to move the ball and do some really positive things. You've had a couple of overthrows by Fleener on some guys that are open. And again, I think that just builds on the confidence for Brent Fleener. The more starts he has under center,
yep,
able to build that up. Two receivers near side, I formation in behind Fleener. Going to roll out near side. And that ball's going to be almost wrangled in by Fawcett, a one-handed catch. I don't know that he would have got much, maybe a couple of yards. And there's one maybe on third down. You're in a two-yard or three-yard out. You're not really getting much because even if he'd have caught that, I think he would have been brought down well short of the first down. So fourth down now for the Warhawk offense, 8:38 to play, fourth and about nine, and Bortel back to kick. A little quick kick now, and over the head of Elam, and that one's going to sail into the end zone. And Bortel thought about taking it around the right side and realized that he had white shirts all around him and still able to get a quick kick off. So, well, they'll take a first and 10 ball spot at the 20-yard line with 8:29 to play in the third quarter. You're listening to North Manhasco Warhawk football on KIIC.
Bill's Auto Shop at 202 East Market, New Sharon, is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon.
First play hit by Melvin Lane, ball spot at the 20, handoff on the right side. Going to make it forward for about a yard up to the 21. They're going to mark him down at the 22, so 2 yards. Bring up a second 8 for the play.
He tripped up the blind by Warhawks, not sure which one.
Well, this Warhawk defensive line has made some strong plays tonight. You know, Shuttleworth, Parrish, Davis, Carroll. This front for the Warhawks have played really well tonight.
Really
have. One of the real bright spots now. Ball far side of the field, two backs in behind Northrop. Left center. You're going to hand it to kind of a jet sweep near side. Bortel attempt. The ball comes out. And the ball's going to roll out of bounds. But they're going to mark him down as that ball rolls forward.
Brady Terrell had him wrapped up, and he got ran out of his tackle. I'm not sure.
Ran out of his tackle. It almost like Terrell was going for the ball to strip it, and they were able to strip the ball, but if he had completed the tackle, I think he would have been down 2 or 3 yards before that. Set up a third and short for the Plainsman. 7:41 to play, third and one. And here are these third and short, fourth and short is where the Warhawk defensive line has been able to make some inroads here. So three back set now behind Northrop under center. Boy, they have a Slaymaker on the right side. He's got a big hole. He's into the secondary.
He's going to make it around the edge, and I don't know if anybody's going to catch him unless Jacob Bortel does from the backside. Jacob Bortel going to go for his legs inside the five, and he's going to make it in. Playmaker touchdown for Belle Plaine with 7:28 to play. That's going to put them up 32-7. The Slaymaker takes it to the house, 71 yards for Belle Plaine. Third and short, they stacked the line, Ed. He made it to the secondary. And I don't know, nobody going to – Slaymaker's a big kid, and he's fast, too.
He is fast.
He got the edge. Bortel almost chased him down from behind, but not able to trip him up. 71 yards to the house for Belle Plaine. Puts them up 32-7 pending the attempt here. And again, Belle Plaine kind of lines up this funky six linemen to the left, center, back. I don't even know how to describe it. Man goes in motion far side. They run a quick pass. They're out of the end. And they're going to go in for two to Elon. So Belle Plaine gets two more. They're going to be up 34-7 with 7:28 to play. You're listening to North Miami Warhawk Football, KIIC, feed number 5, Friday Night Lights.
Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection. As well as agronomic services, Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. Gardner Collier Jewelry, they're the ones to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa.
And we're back as Belle Plaine sets to kick off for the second time here in the second half, 7:28 to play in the third quarter, Ed. Not how Coach Jarrett wanted to come out of the locker room, I don't think.
Absolutely not.
Kind of a disappointing series. Got the ball stripped, got him into a third and short, and then Slaymaker for the Plainsman takes it 71 yards off the right side to the house. Puts us where we're at right now as the Plainsman lead this one 34-7. Yeoman getting ready to kick off for the Plainsman. Bortel and Spolstra back to receive, standing about their 10-yard line. I'm sorry, that's Strasser. I don't know why I keep looking over Tyler Strasser. That 7 is not a 2. I think it is
Spolstra.
Ball bounces. Going to be picked up about the 30-yard line, up past the 35.
Ball run by Shipley there. Okay.
Shipley, I think that kind of surprised him a little bit. It kind of rolled up his leg and realized that he had an opportunity to return it. Warhawks take it first and 10. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line.
Warhawks have got to get something going on this play. Or on this drive, excuse me.
7:23 to play, and they have certainly had some bright spots, but not able to string a handful of plays together and make something happen. Power Eye is going to come out. Shipley is going to be in front of Spolstra and Bortel. Winger under center. Ball blocker to the left side. Bortel's going to get it. Big ball in the secondary. He's going to get past midfield. He dropped it to Elon. Great pickup by Jacob Bortel. Picked up a 15, 16, we'll call it 17, into Belle Plaine territory. And there again, Jacob Bortel's had some 16, 17-yard runs tonight.
Yeah.
Certainly some bright spots. This Belle Plaine defense can be beat. We just don't have a whole lot to show for it. So first and 10, now ball in the Belle Plaine territory with 7:02 to play in the third quarter. Belle Plaine leading at 34-7. Come up with an I formation now behind Fleer. Ball middle of the field. Warhawks traveling left to right. Two receivers on the near side. Man winding in the slot. Good block. Bortel's going to try and get the edge and cut back. He's going to keep his feet. Still on his feet, down the inside the 40, out of bounds of the 38. They're going to mark him out of bounds just right at the 40-yard line. So I think it's an 8, going to be second and 2 for the Warhawks. Certainly some good blocking there here on the near side as Madison Fawcett coming in and that end kind of did on the fake inside. Fawcett able to get a good block on him so the Bortel could get the edge. Offset eye behind Fleer. And in the slot far side, that looks like Fawcett. Rosendahl here on the near side. That's going to be Spolstra at the outback. He's going to be spun around, keeps his feet into the secondary. Moves it to the second level. He's going to be down inside the 35-yard line, down to the 34. Call it the 33. So pick up a 7 by Spolstra. A little quick inside handoff as he's the first man through the hole.
Slaymaker finally brought him down to the ground.
Slaymaker probably
wouldn't take much for him to bring me to the ground. He's a big kid.
Down.
Oh, he's a broad-shouldered linebacker for this Plains and defense.
You know, on the radio, though, we could run through him.
Yeah. High formation behind Sleener, ball near side of the field. And Sleener is going to be grabbed, but he's able to hand the ball off. Boy, I don't know how Sleener was able to hand that off. Number 15, Schwinn, able to get into the backfield, got a hand on Sleener while he was trying to get the ball out to Mortel. Able to get it there, but they gave him about a yard and a half, maybe. Short yard. So come up second, and we'll call it 9. Ball spot the 32 with 5:50 to play in the third quarter. Ball now near side of the field. I formation in behind Sleener. Two receivers near side. Leader's going to take it, going to roll out near side. Got a man there. That's Rosendahl in behind the defense, but ball's going to be well overthrown. As again, Leader doesn't get an opportunity to really kind of set his feet and throw. He kind of throws that thing pretty quick. Rosendahl had a step on the defender. That free safety moving around that far side, and ball just overthrown over the head of Rosendahl. Ball incomplete pass will stop the clock with 5:36 to play in the third quarter.
Actually, was a nice looking pass on just over the head.
It was. I think if Fleener takes about a half a second more, sets his feet and points that way, he catches him in stride. Fleener this time going to run near side, ball intended. He's going to be drugged down. I believe that's Schwinn and then Brea. The near side pass is in for Fawcett. And really, Fawcett not catching it. I don't know that it hurt him because I don't know he was at the line of scrimmage. So that'll bring up fourth down, 4th and 9. So after moving the ball pretty handily on 5 or 6 plays in a row, the offense stymied here on a couple of rollout passes. Bring up 4th and 9, ball spotted on the 32. Offset eye behind Sleener, man on the slot far side. Slinger's going to roll out. Little screen, and that's going to be Spolstra and a couple defenders right there as they snuffed that one out pretty early on. Spolstra caught it at the line of scrimmage, but no positive yards, so Belplain's going to take over first at 10. Ball spotted at the 33, so he actually lost a yard there.
And guess which player brought him down?
Slaymaker. Playmaker, that far side linebacker for the Belplain defense. 5:22 to play in the third quarter. Belplain leading this one 34-7 is just not able to get enough plays in a row for North Nyasca. Northrop and the offense will now line up. Two backs behind him, Northrop under center. Ball in the middle of the field. And they're going to stop this one before it gets started. Looks like somebody on the offensive line started moving forward a little early, so procedural penalty. Going to back Belplain up 1st and 15. Ball will be spotted at the 28-yard line, and they're owed in.
Penalty will back the placement up 5 and make it 1st and 15.
We'll start to look ahead to next week as we get prepared for our next game. As we go to BGN, Brooklyn, Guernsey, Malcolm, the Bears, and I have not really checked into them or checked some scores here with my Thunderbolt app using KIIC Radio Thunderbolt app. Two receivers set now. Man comes in motion. Empty backfield for Northrop. Northrop's going to duck back. Got a man down the middle. It's all one-handed catch by Elon, and he's going to take it to the house. Nobody behind him.
Complete
Plainsman touchdown. He's going to take it 62 yards, I'm sorry, to the house. And that was just kind of they do jailbreak screens. That was almost like a jailbreak receiver. Every single receiver just hit down the middle of the field and still unable to get in behind the defense. It puts up another score for the Flames, and they lead them some 40-7 pending the extra attempt with 5:07 to play in the third quarter. Ball is snapped. Pass is going to be out to the near side. He's going to be wrapped up by the defense, so the attempt is no good.
2-point conversion attempt.
Elon attempted off to the left side, a little quick pitch and run on the left side. But Belplain Plainsmen get on the board again. They lead this one 40-7 with 5:07 to play in the third quarter. You listen to North Nyasca Warhawk football on Friday Night Lights, KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com.
All right. I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what? Do you think the State Farm jingle really works? Like, for real? If you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah. Of course. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need it. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. Stop in at 807 A Avenue West and see what a good neighbor can do for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're back as the Plains get set to kick off with 5:07 to play in the third quarter. They lead this one 40-7. Me and Ed here, we were talking about here coming next week, we'll be traveling up to CGM as they're battling Iowa Valley to start district play next week. I'm just looking to see, we were thinking that CGM ranked pretty high in the Class A.
Yep.
Class A here in Iowa. I'll see an update on the scores of Iowa Valley. Iowa Valley, another team. Little squirt kick up the middle. Madison Foss is going to pick up the 25 to 30. It's going to be hit at the knees and dropped up around the 33. They're marking down at the 32. And that's where the North Mahaska offense will take over with 5:02 to play, down 33 in the second half.
Freshman Garrett Strait bringing Madison down.
Strait, good play for him. He squared Foss it up and went where he was and knocked him down. So Fleener now under center, three-man I formation, Shipley, Spolstra, Bortel. Handoff's going to be off the left side to Bortel. He's going to make it into the second area, past the 35, about the 37-yard line. Pick up a 4 on the play.
Bortel off the carry, nice gain on first down.
Second and 6 coming up for the Warhawks. Looking back just to see schedules of BGM. BGM is coming into the 9-2-0. Official's going to whistle this. It looks like an equipment malfunction on the defensive side as they work on their helmet. BGM coming into the Iowa Valley game tonight, 2-0. But partially here at their schedule is they went to Sigourney, Kyoto that first week and won 20-6 and then put it on Waco 68-7. Last week. Fleener now under center, offset eye behind him. Man in the slot far side, receiver near side. Shipley Bortel going to take the pitch over the left side. He's going to get close to the 40. About a yard short, makes it a 39. You know, Ed, we had talked about it in the pregame and talked a little bit about, you know, the passing of Tyler Sash, but you think of where you were 14 years ago today. Patriot Day was celebrated in a lot of areas of the United States, and I can tell you I was woken by a phone call by one of my older sisters, and a day that certainly, we look at kind of generations and the things that happened in my parents' generation, World War II, and D-Day and things like that, and kind of for our generation, we're close in generation, and Fleener takes this one, is going to roll that near side, it's going to be chased out of the pocket, gets the ball, it's caught by Carroll. Carroll up past the 45 to the 46. Great pickup of 12.
He didn't bring Carroll down.
it takes a little bit, he's a broad-shouldered kid, but woke up and I ended up, I can remember sitting in line for gas as there was, you know, rumors of gas shortages that day, and certainly a different world we live in now after that.
Well, that day I happened to be at home. I was homesick that day and actually watching Today Show, laying on the couch and just kind of watched it unfold right from my eyes on television. We'll never forget that.
One of those couldn't believe what was happening, and, you know, first reports was this time four receivers set, and Fleener's going to take it off the left side. He's going to be drug down, pick up about 2 on the play.
Yeah.
But as you're watching it, you're thinking, you know, first one hits, and, well, gosh, that's a tragic accident because you really thought it was an accident the way that it all rolled out. And then when reports start coming in of another plane and another plane and another plane and realize that this was a mass organized attack against America. I think that just completely changes the outlook of the world from that standpoint for me and my generation, and as my kids get older and as we talk about, you know,
they're in a different generation talking about where they were when Kennedy was shot, where they were when Pearl Harbor happened on that tragic Sunday morning. And off this side is going to be Bortel off the right side. He's going to make it up past midfield into Belle Plaine territory down to the 47.
21, Brandon Zubak wraps up Bortel's legs.
Pick up, that's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 now for the Warhawks. Events like that just kind of make you realize and say, you know, we hope you never forget about the stuff that happened today, the lives that were lost. Needlessly, you know, it was a tragic event and a terrorist attack on America. Lives that were lost and lives that also paid the ultimate price. Stacked eye now, this time off the left side. Bortel's going to take it, have a hole into the secondary. Bortel, just the safety to be, he's going to be turned around and drug down. That was 25. Pick up a 22 by Bortel. You know, it's one of those you just don't want to ever forget that sort of stuff.
22.
And you hope in the history books they don't forget. They got it right.
Right. But now in the digital media age, I mean, we're streaming live here on a Friday night. For those of you out there that are listening to us, we appreciate you tuning in. We're streaming 5 different games plus the Albion game on the mother station, KIC Radio 96.7 out of Albion. You hope that it doesn't become misconstrued, and you hope that that our kids and our children and our kids' kids and those generations after us. Spleen now to take out a quick handoff to Spolstra. First man through, and he's getting met and driven back by a handful of Belle Plaine defenders. A lot of emotions today. Patriot Day, memorial service for Tyler Sash, for those of you around the Mahaska County area. Unfortunate death of the 27-year-old Oskaloosa Indian, Iowa Hawkeye, New York Giant, world champion, Super Bowl champion. All in all, a good day to reflect and think about what we have and be thankful for what we have, Ed.
Exactly.
So loss of 2 on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd and about 12. Now offset eye, Spolstra and Bortel and behind Fleener. Man comes in motion. That toss it to the near side. Fleener's going to roll it near side. He's going to throw the ball up and out of the reach. Foss had run out of bounds and knocked down some of the... Some of the crowd here won a flag. As Foss was kind of knocked down after the play was over. I don't know. Didn't really appear anything dirty there. It was kind of a little after everything. The ball was well out of the reach of Foss. 22.2 seconds to play in the third quarter. Belle Plaine lead this one 40-7. Still have the fourth quarter to bring in. North Mahaska, 3rd and 11. Ball spotted on their 26-yard line, the Belle Plaine 26-yard line. Stacked eye with Shipley, Spolstra, and Bortel in the backfield. Fleener under center, 2 tight ends. And Bortel's going to try and get the edge, and he's going to be drugged down.
Jacob Bortel on the carry.
By the Belle Plaine defenders. That'll bring up a 4th down, and that'll probably run the clock out on this third quarter. So they'll reset the clock. We'll flip the field for the fourth quarter, and they'll come back with a 4th and 11 for the Warhawks. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, KIIC, feed number 5. All the scores, one station.
We'll take it to the other end. We'll have a 4th and 11.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for great assists. I'm State Farm Major Wendell Campbell, and I'm proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial services, that's what me and my staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime drop. Stop and see me, Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor agent, Oskaloosa, at 807 A Avenue West. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coelho Antiques is where you'll find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day, and if they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl will find it for you. Coelho Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football.
So they rewind the clock here, Ed. They're going to break out 4th and 11 for the Warhawks in Belle Plaine territory. All spotted on the 26. We'll see what Coach Arrett and the team talked about at the end of the third quarter. So, for all intents and purposes, pretty well played. You take the last 2.5 minutes in the first half out of this game. Had pretty well played game, definitely by the Warhawk defense. But it has been all Bell playing ever since. And a stacked eye on 4th and 11, Shipley. They're going to wave this one off before they get started. Shipley's Spolstra and Bortel in the stacked eye. And that one waved off, and probably procedural against the Warhawks, if I had to guess. So back it up, 4th and 16, 11:58 to play in the fourth quarter. And as we look ahead to the schedule doesn't get any easier.
Absolutely not.
We've got some teams like Linville, Sully, I believe the Pekin Panthers. We go to Pekin, I believe, this year.
The Montezuma Braves.
Montezuma
they're
Braves.
Ranked as well.
Yeah. BGM next week, probably one of the...
12 minutes. Okay.
They reset the clock here. The first play didn't happen. Yeah, this district has certainly been a juggernaut here in the last few years. Some really good teams coming out. Again, they come out in the stacked eye, Shipley, Spolstra, and Bortel. They're going to fake it to Bortel. Got a man there. That's Rovendahl. They need the ball there. Oh, and looked like the man was there a little early. No flag, as he looked like he had Rovendahl wrapped up before the ball even got there to me. Ed, but no flag on the field. So on fourth down, that'll give the Bell Plain Plainsmen the ball back. First and 10 with 11:53 to play in the fourth quarter.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Wendell, but the playoff scenario this year, didn't they change? Like in the past, the top four teams from this district went. Now it's the top two?
Top two, yeah. So we're in last few years, it seemed like about, you know, two-thirds of the top half of the district would make the playoffs. Now it's just number one, number two. And up this side, it's going to be an inside handoff to Slaymaker. Slaymaker is going to pick up about three on the play. I guess I don't maybe understand this for the Plainsmen, a 33-point lead, and he's still got Slaymaker and Schwinn and some of his horses out there with a 33-point lead. Early in the season, at the risk of somebody turning an ankle and busting a knee. Northrop now under center. Three backs behind him. And that's going to be the far side. Oh, and he did. Big hit by Shipley. The handoff was to Bowen, the far side. Shipley kind of lowered his shoulder, put a good hit on him here.
Take this from this sophomore.
That's right. Hey, by the way, you just got met in the hole by a sophomore, and he knocked you on your bottom. So 11 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. But yeah, I think there was a feeling, at least from what I had heard and had read, the playoffs really started to kind of drag on by the time, you know, and some of the matchups, too, is the handoff this time is going to be around the left side, number 15, Schwinn. But a lot of similar matchups when you look at week 9 and week 10 matchups, and then they would reseed and play, and a lot of you have teams that basically had played the week before or played 2 weeks prior were playing again, and so I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. I know where I grew up in Missouri, they would take your district games were only your last three games, and it was only one team out of those four teams that would make the playoffs. And so I don't know if there's been many surprises in those three and four seeds enough to justify having four teams go. Northrop going to pitch back, quick kick. This ball is going to land about the 35, and that's going to be down there by Hillman. Elon. Okay, Elon, that guy's just around the ball all the time. Number 12. Why a player on that Plainsman sideline. And as you look around, I mean, we check the scores. I'm using my Thunderbolt app here on my phone to check some area scores. We've got some good teams in our area, not just in Class A. But you look down at that Albia team, ranked first in Class 2A, I believe, and really putting the two Pella Christian here tonight.
Coach State playing his old team there, Pella Christian.
That's right, coming back as he started that program when Pella Christian High School initiated football there. First and 10 now for North Mahaska. 10:03 to play in the fourth quarter. Ball spotted on the 31-yard line. Fleer in the shotgun. A little pass out here to the flat. Going to tackle by Bortel. Bortel going to be grabbed by the ankles, but he's going to fall forward up to about the 35.
Made the first tackle miss, but second one
got wrapped around the ankles.
4 yard gain for the Warhawks.
Yeah, the Coach Staten right now and that Albia football team have a lot of just hitting on all cylinders.
You know, that program before Coach State was there, they weren't not much of a program at all. So he has definitely turned around there.
They'll turn around. They're now out 48-14 in the fourth quarter of that one. Sheraton leading Saddell 28-21. Leaner under center offset eye. Second down at about six. Going to pitch to Bortel. Bortel going to try and get the edge. He's going to get the edge. Down to the sideline. He's going to run fight it past the 40. Be run out of bounds. Up to about the 47-yard line. Penalty marker comes in late. A little extracurricular activities for Joey Schwinn. Not even close to the ball on the near side of the field. I think they're going to have kind of an unsportsmanlike here on number 15 for Belle Plain. I didn't see it happen. I saw Schwinn back here, and I saw one of the North Mahaska defenders on the ground as Bortel was run out of bounds about the 45-yard line.
We had a...
The ball's going to be spotted inside the 45-yard line of the Plainsman, the 44. First and 10, as that one was called. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont leading 16-6 over West Marshall. That game's in the fourth quarter. Wayne, Gordon, and Moravia tied up all 18-all, and that Moravia team, a pretty high-ranked team, I believe, in Class A, or is that 8-man? It's not 8-man. I think it's Class A. Not sure on that one. I know they're highly ranked. Iowa City, Regina putting it to Sigourney, Kyoto, 38-6. Elmo with a one-point lead over Marshalltown, 7-6 that game in the third quarter. Now Stack dying behind Fleener. Fleener's going to be hit by Shipley as he gets through the hole, and Bortel's going to make it through the hole up to the 40. So pickup of about five. They're going to mark him down at the 39. Bring up a second five. Ball spot at the 40, at the 39. 8:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Davis County trailing CMB 14-33. PCM up 28-6 over Centerville. That game in half. Pella laying it to Oskaloosa. They're up 42-0. I'm talking about another tough district is the district Oskaloosa's in. And Coach Turner and that team really trying to put it together last year, I believe a three-win season or two-win season. And, you know, when you look at some of these teams, Winterset, you know, Pella won 13-0 perfect season last year, or 15-0 last year, perfect season for them. Offset eye for Fleener, and handoff's going to be inside of Fawcett, man in motion. He's going to try to get the far edge. Going to get past, up for a first down, up right at the 35-yard line. Belcher Dallas trailing Twin Cedars 54-0, another state-ranked team at Twin Cedars. The Sabres out of Twin Cedars there. Montezuma up 50-0 to GMG Garland. We'll see that Montezuma team here in a couple weeks.
I believe we play GMG later in the year as well.
And GMG too. And the Wolverines, if I remember correct, going up to GMG 2 years ago. I don't believe GMG. I think we do go back to GMG. We played them here last year.
Yep.
We'll be back up at GMG this year. Seymour, Moulton, Udell trailing Mormon Trails 48-6. And a couple other Indiana 10-0 over Des Moines East. Knoxville leading Fairfield 22-19 at the half. This handoff's going to be up the middle on a third and short. That looks like that would be just enough to move the chains. Fleener just took it off left tackle. Norwalk trailing Carlisle. Or I'm sorry, leading Carlisle 13-8. We're going to take a look at this one and see. Official timeout, they're going to move the chains in.
Take a closer look at this one.
The Cardinal team is here last week. Winfield Mountain Union leading them 36-0 at halftime. Loden Tree, first game of the season, canceled by weather. They lead Van Buren 35-16. And Pleasantville leading Martindale St. Mary
61-0.
Warhawks get the first down. They pull the chains. 7:53 to play in the fourth quarter. Warhawks trailing 40-7. Starting to string something together here. And you know, for Coach Aaron and the Warhawks to try and get some positive yards and work on some things, you know, maybe throw a touchdown, get a touchdown pushed in here late in the game, and certainly put a positive spin for next week as we travel up the road to DGM to take on the Bears. Offset eye now behind Fleener. Fleener under center. Fleener is going to fake the pitch. Roll out's got a man there. The ball's going to be tipped and caught.
Great
Carroll able to come back and get it. Picked up about a yard and a half, maybe two. I give him three on the. From this side, it's kind of hard to see. We're more toward the other end of the field. That picked up three, so second and seven for the Warhawks. Clock runs 7:04. Play in the fourth quarter. Ball spotted on the 32-yard line. Now
ball near side of the field. Slinger under center. Pitch is going to be to Bortel. Bortel's going to try and cut back up.
Big hole.
Nothing but green. 15, 10, 5. Oh, he's going to be drawn down and out of bounds.
Jacob Bortel on a nice run.
Number 12, Aylin.
Penalty marker.
Jacob Aylin drug him down from behind. Horse collar tackle, and flies came from everywhere on that one. As they thought he had got the edge and almost scored, they're going to mark him down right at the 5. With a, I believe that's a personal foul call on the horse collar. Bortel was able to get up. Doesn't appear like he was hurt, but stuff like that where guys do get hurt on plays like that.
That,
down
that, was
behind.
That was ugly.
Yeah, that was not a good play.
The ball came out at the end, but he was already ground caused the ball to come out.
Yeah, if he was drug down and hit pretty squarely on the ground. So ball will be spotted at the 2-yard line, first and goal to go. They're going to call it the 3, so he must have been out of bounds at the 6, half the distance on the penalty. First and goal to go, Fleener under center. High formation, that's Spolstra and Bortel behind him. Bortel take it off the left edge, and he's going to be hit and brought down just short.
The goal line.
Boy, he got everything but the goal line right there. That's pretty close.
He did.
Was there to stop him.
30, Slaymaker in on tackle.
Broad shoulders of Slaymaker, able to bring him down just short of the goal line. So, second goal to go, ball spot inside the 1. Warhawks trying to punch this one in. And it was a great play. Bortel able to get the edge, cut back up to the middle of the field, into the secondary, and Elon was just able to catch him from behind and drag him down to get us down where we're at right now. High formation now behind Fleener. Fleener's going to let Bortel have it. Bortel's going to run off left side. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Drug forward for no gain. Get back to the line of scrimmage. And again, I think this is where you kind of stack one side. Again, I'm no football coach yet. And so far tonight, Coach Aaron hasn't ran anything that I predicted, but overload one side and maybe a little naked bootleg and let Fleener run for the pylon that far side of the field. No break huddle, offset eye. Foster and Bortel. Off to the right. Pitch to Bortel. Bortel's going to duck a tackle. Get in there, and I think he's going to make it. Off the right. Oh, they're going to mark him short.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that. Wow, it looked like he got through it there. As he could have been drug down in the backfield, but was able to get some positive yardage. And there again, he got everything but the goal line there, Ed.
Well, he is right.
If you line Fleener up here and just let him run off the left side of his center, and they have enough confidence in him to get the snap and get 6 inches, because that's about all he's going to need back there. 4:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Warhawks trailing 40-7, but they're knocking on the door. Fleener under center, stacked high behind him. Fleener's going to take it around left edge. He's going to let the rest of the guys push him across the goal line. No signal yet. No signal yet, but it's got to be. Touchdown, North by Hefka. Brant Fleener takes it in the last 6 inches. And the Warhawks put another score on the board. 4:23 to play in the fourth quarter. Throw this one 40-13 now, but some positive momentum for this Warhawk team going into next week as we travel up to BGM. Pending the try here. Munson in for the kick. Oh, snap. Munson able to just fall on it and forget about it. That ball was rolled back to him. So no good on the attempt, but 4:23 to play in the fourth quarter. Warhawks get back on the board. They trail this one 40-13. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, KIIC Radio. KIIC Radio feed number 5, North Mahaska Warhawk football. Friday Night Lights.
It's that time of year again. William Penn University and the surrounding communities are welcoming new and returning students for the fall semester. Class will begin Monday, August 24th, and new students will have many opportunities to see what their new home away from home has to offer them. The William Penn University campus community would like to thank Oskaloosa and its surrounding communities for their ongoing support for our students. Visit www.wmpenn.edu for more information.
As we're back, Rain Terrell getting ready to tee it up for the Warhawks. 4:23 to play in the fourth quarter, trailing this one 40-13. But, you know, some positive momentum. And, you know, Ed, nothing that we hadn't seen in the first three quarters. They're just finally able to punch this one in.
Yep. good to see the Warhawks haven't just given up on the game. They're still
Absolutely.
Fighting to the end.
Especially Terrell's short kick. Ball's going to be fielded at the 30 up the far sideline. Oh, and room to return as he steps out of bounds on the 42. Bolin caught that one right up the far sideline and got it into Warhawk territory. They're going to mark him, stepped out of bounds at the 48 of the Warhawks, and that's where the Plainsmen will take over first and 10 with 4:16 to play in this one, Ed. Yeah, like you were saying, you know, we've seen some good things like that, just not been able to capitalize and score. Oh, there was a flag on the field. I did not see that flag, Ed, did you?
I did not either.
It was from the far side, and so spot foul, they're going to back this ball up, so the Plainsmen will get it at their own 34-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, the Warhawk offense tonight, they've thrown the ball well. They ran the ball well. They've been able to move it. Fleeters look more comfortable.
And at this time, it's going to be near side. That's Slaymaker. Slaymaker's got the edge. Slaymaker with a stiff arm, then run out of bounds. And run out of bounds at the Warhawk 29-yard line. Slaymaker able to pick up 36.
Austin Lawson, I believe Strasser, shoved him out of bounds.
And again, Slaymaker, maybe it's just the shoulder pads, but he'd be tough for a guy like you or me to drag out of bounds.
You need to match Slaymaker and Braden Terrell. Let him go one-on-one.
Tell you what, that's probably why they're not running off that left side with Slaymaker anymore, because Terrell's be about the one to drag him down. 4:06 to play. First and 10, the handoff's going to be to the far side. And there again, Braden Terrell on cue.
Bolin on the
carry.
Braden Terrell was there.
And again, you know, you look at the guys he has on the sideline for Coach Bolin, and he's still got his horses out there, Slaymaker, Bolin, and Elon, still lining up and running the ball with a 27-point lead, 3:44 to play in this one. There again, no football coach yet. Just not what I would do.
I said, boys, come down to the playoffs. Do they go by points, by spread, or anything at all when it comes down determinants?
Yeah, I know. It could be if there's a tie in the district. Now you've got a power eye formation from Del Point. Hadn't really seen this tonight. Slaymaker's going to get off the right side, cut it back middle of the field. Going to duck a tackle, still on his feet, up past the 10-5. Slaymaker's going to run to that far sideline. He's going to score. With 3:17 to play in the fourth quarter, Del Point and Plainsman put on another score. They're going to lead this one 46-13.
There's one thing the Warhawks have good to say about Slaymaker. Well, there's several good things, but he's a senior.
That is. We'll have to worry about seeing him next year. But one of the good things about this North Mahaska team is we look down, there's a lot of juniors and sophomores.
There are.
Not to say we wouldn't be affected by losing some of our seniors. Jacob Bortel, Colton Davis, Madison Fawcett. But you know, a lot of these guys that are sophomores and juniors, they've been playing 2-3 years on the varsity side as Bell Plain stepped up for their awkward extra point. Lions going to come in. Looks like a procedural or a delay penalty. They're going to back this one up 5. So they'll be going from the 7-yard line on their attempt for 3:17 to play in the fourth quarter. But a lot of these juniors, and really, I really think this North Mahaska team is close. You look at the way they have been able to move the ball and the things they've been able to do. Bell Plain lines up. Man goes in motion far side. They're going to line up. Pass is going to be caught for the 2.
Number 42, Bolin.
As he puts the 2-point conversion on the board, and they lead it 48-13 with 3:17 to play in the fourth quarter. And there again, that setup did very unorthodox. But we don't see a lot of great kickers in this Class A either, so these coaches get creative on how you can get the extra points on the board.
When I saw the yellow flag, I wanted to call too much awkwardness. I'm not
It may not be illegal, but it just looks weird. So we're, yeah. If that was a penalty, it certainly would be called. So Bell Plain lead this one 48-13 with 3:17 to play in the fourth quarter. But as we look forward, you know, not just the next week, but the next year, certainly some bright spots that some of these younger Warhawk players have learned as they go into next season. Certainly, it's only week 3. I'm not ready to just write off the rest of the season. But they're learning some valuable lessons right now.
As you call them, you know, there's several sophomores and a bunch of juniors. But even, like right now, freshman Tyler Strasser back there to receive, so he's gaining valuable time as well.
Strasser and Spolster back stand on their 10-yard line, healing in to kick for the Plainsmen. And short line drive kick, that ball's going to bounce, be picked up around the 20. Spolster 25-30 near side, duck and tackle, and he drove down from behind by Elon.
On the return.
That's where the Warhawk offense will take over, first and 10 with 3:03 to play in the fourth quarter. And with that last score, that initiates the running clock. So 2:55 to play, first and 10, ball spotted at the 33-yard line of the Warhawks. Looks like we've got a new quarterback out there, Ed.
Number 33?
Is that Simmons or is that Walker? We have 2:32s on our list. Looks like Walker. Walker's going to hit up right side. Seth Edmondson. Seth Edmondson comes back out. Picks it up up past the 40. Pick up a 7, close to 8 on the play. Good run by Edmondson. He hit the hole in stride, didn't slow down, and able to run up there. So 2nd and 3 now for the Warhawks. I believe that's Walker. That is Walker there. He's number 33. Casey Walker.
Got to be facing on the Plainsman defense as well.
Yeah, some of these other guys out here now. Eye formation in behind Walker. Enough this time. Edmondson's going to take it around the right side. He's going to be hit and drug back. Loss of about 2 on the play. But 3.
Well, guy did abandon Vanugel.
Vanugel. That's a mouthful. 3rd and 3 now for the Warhawks. Minute 43 to play. Wilkins, sophomore, runs the play into to Walker. Stodgill, number 9, going to be wide out to the far side. Haven't missed a beat with that. We've had a Stodgill, number 9, to call for the last 4 or 5 years. Handoff's going to be Edmondson this time to the left side. He's going to be stacked up and drugged down by a Plainsman defender. Awesome 4 on the play.
Number 54, Derek Clippy.
Darren Clippe, sophomore, playing some defense. I'll tell you what, if this is their second team, the second team is still just about as big as the first team, Ed.
They are.
They got some tall kids playing that defensive end. For 50, Tyler Aarons, he's just a sophomore. And he's a long kid, too. So 4th and about 6. Walker's going to come to the line, offset eye behind him. This time he's going to be pitched far side to Edmondson. Edmondson's going to try and gain the edge. Cut up, and he's going to be stacked up and dropped back to the original line of scrimmage. That'll be a turnover on downs, and let the Plainsmen have it with 28 seconds to go. Again, the running clock initiated with a 35-point lead for the Plainsmen. We're inside 20, and it looks like the Plainsmen are going to go ahead and just let this one run out. 10 seconds to play. They're not even going to snap it one more time. They line it up. And that's all she wrote here. Week number 3 of Friday Night Lights comes to a close at North Mahaska. They down to lose this one to the Belle Plaine Plainsmen 48-13. We look to bring you week number 4. We'll be at BGN next week. There again, there's some positive stuff to take from tonight. Coach Herr will be able to look at this film. I don't really want to watch this film anytime really soon. I know as a football coach, that's hard to do to get prepared for next week. But as we run up the road to BGM, parting thoughts for tonight. What do you think, Ed?
I don't know. Washed out down early, fought through it, made it a game.
Yep.
And, just some missed tackles, and the game just slipped away from them.
Yeah, and don't take anything away from this Belle Plaine team. This Belle Plaine team is a good team. They leave here tonight 3-0. Started district play. This Belle Plaine team is going to give a lot of team fits. They've got some speed on the edge. They've got some seniors. Certainly a team that they have the opportunity to play more than one game in November as we get toward the end of the season. Again, this is week 3. Brant Fleener is really only 2nd full start under center. Some bright spots, a 32-yard pass play to Van Dalser, I believe it was in the first quarter, Van Dalser, or
I can't even think. Rosendahl. Rosendahl. 30-yard pass play to Rosendahl. So we certainly have big play potential on this team. They're trying to line all those things up, and we've got a few more weeks to make that happen. So Carl is back in the studio to help bring it to us here tonight. We appreciate your help. We're thinking Elza back in the studio, keeping an ear to us. Keep it on 96.7 or 80 of the Life Heat tonight after the Albia game. Be bringing you the locker room show till late into the evening. Jay Mill and the boys, Jason Summers and those guys from the Albia game, they'll be breaking down all the scores from not just South Central Iowa, but pretty much all of Southern Iowa. Been a loss here tonight for the North Mahaska Warhawks as they get down by the Belle Plaine Plainsmen 48-13. Wendell Campbell, glad to bring it to you. Ed, thanks for sticking around tonight.
Thank you.
Glad to have you for week number three. Be coming to you live 6:50 for pregame.